And our last speaker before the break is Dr. Jin Bin, who's going to be talking about nitrogen use efficiency. Okay.
Thanks. Very glad to have chance to introduce our study. My topic will focus on interaction between nitrogen and carbon. Of course, especially nitrogen management. In China, we has a very big achievement. We produce about 21% of produce food for 21% of population in the world with only 9% of the arable land. Yeah, I think it's it is a miracle. But we also pay a very high cost because we consume one third of chemical fertilizer in the world. We can see the this slide shows the reactive nitrogen input in mainland China since 1917, we can see the very significant increase of chemical nitrogen fertilizer. So it brings a very different problem to the environment. To the environment. Compare other country, I think. Our overuse is very is very serious, especially nitrogen. Also, the nitrogen use efficiency is decreased since 1970s compared to other countries, especially European country. The nitrogen use efficiency decreased significantly. So we have our objective now because we have to solve the problem. So we have an objective. We call it a zero growth rate of chemical fertilizer consumed by 2020. It means zero growth rate. Zero growth rate. The solution. What is the solution? I think that it's the key point to increase the nitrogen use efficiency. And for nitrogen, if we use the high input of nitrogen, it will bring a problem. So our hypothesis, soil with high organic matter will send a chronic nitrogen supply and the crop need. It means soil have high ability to cope carbon and nitrogen cycle in the soil. So we use different we use approach. We use experimenter, a long term experimenter, and we also we add the N15 labeled fertilizer to the. This different treatment, just only chemical fertilizer and also the chemical fertilizer with manure, we call it MMPK. I think the third one, it is I think it's our suggestion. The second one is the common practice in China, especially for the arable farm. Field almost no manure of it's the property of the soil. We can see the big difference. So we use N15 method. We use a micro plot. We add we have two systems. One is wheat and some maize and other. Wheat and fallow is a dryland farm system. It means we have two systems, and we determine the crop yield and nitrogen uptake etc. This is our result. This is a crop yield. We can see the MNPK, it has a high yield compared to the NPK treatment. We also measure nitrogen uptake at a different stage and nitrogen use efficiency. We can see the MNPK it has high nitrogen use efficiency. And we also measure the residual nitrogen in after harvest first season crop. We can see the most for nitrogen in the control in minerals and the less in MNPK treatment and the middle in the NPK treatment. This is mineral nitrogen in soil per field. We also measure the origin of mineral nitrogen in the per field. And after harvest the maize, wheat, we grow maize, and we can see the mineral nitrogen in the soil per field. It decreased significantly because of uptake. This available nitrogen to the fallow maize, it is between 2 to 8%. In the summary of the this system, uptake by wheat and maize and loss and nitrogen in soil. For this system, this the loss of the two three treatment. We can see the MMP treatment. It also has low loss rate. For the dryland farm system, we have some fallow and continual plant on wheat in the second season. This is a form and container of residual of fertilized nitrogen after wheat. We can see the for the control treatment most about 70% of fertilizer residual in the soil. And most of the most in the organic forms. Another very interesting factor is for the fixed ammonium. MNPK treatment, it has less ability to fix ammonia in the soil. Some fallow is a common practice in dryland farming to conserve water and regulate the soil fertility. So we found that after the summer fallow, the for all treatment, the residual nitrogen in soil profile decreased. It means loss because of high precipitation and no crop growth. For the control of soil, more than about one third of nitrogen was lost. So what is the mechanism of MNPK? It has a very high nitrogen use efficiency. Our opinion is it increases the crop nitrogen uptake because of use manure and balance nutrient nutrient. Of course, it also increases soil properties. Another mechanism, because this treatment it has very high buffer capacity. I mean, because the soil microbiomes it act as a nitrogen pool and a source. So my conclusion is soil with a high content of organic matter. It can moderate nitrogen supply ability and minimize the nitrogen loss. But we have challenge because just I mentioned the manure used in arable land become very less popular, not like the traditional ones. We use manure, different kind of manure. So we have to find other choice, such as we plant grain manure and return crop residue to or feed. And also, I think use other byproducts of agriculture to increase or to balance nitrogen and carbon ratio or balance in the soil. Okay, I'll thank the foundation and my colleagues and UC Davis for the major N15. Thank you very much.
We have about 3.5 minutes for any questions.
So I'm just curious what farmers do with manure if they're not applying it to crop fields in China.
Traditionally use I think before 1960. I think most farmers use manure. Manure it means manure is the only source of nutrient. It's for the different crop. For wheat, they usually for the two system, we have two systems. For the dryland farm, farmer have enough time. So before or plant sow crop, they broadcast and plow in the soil. But for the winter wheat. Because for the two system, I mean the wheat and the maize, it's a problem because the interval in the two system is very short. So sometimes farmers, they have no time to add manure to the soil. So perhaps in the winter, they broadcast, when the wheat grew in the winter, they broadcast the manure on the surface.
Any other questions?
Can you describe physical properties of the soils for the experiment?
The soil developed from the loess. It has a pH about 8. For the this soil, because we have farmer, it's original. It has a very long history. More than farmer use manure. The manure actually it's a mixture of manure with loess. So it form a very special soil. We call it a loess soil. We can call it a man-made soil. So I think the soil the property I think is good. The fertility is high. I mean, from our standard, yeah.